This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's talk to Oanda senior market analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Kelvin, good morning from London and good afternoon to you.
Morning to you, Johnny, and good afternoon or early evening over at my end. Yeah.
So let's start with the markets where you are in Asia Pacific, Kelvin, and it's still very much about the Trump tariffs. We've had developing news over the weekend after Trump wrote a letter to European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing his plans to impose a 30% tariff on EU imports from the 1st of August, which is pretty shocking, really, for the EU, although they have delayed any retaliatory tariff, I suppose, in the hope that something else will get sorted between now and the beginning of next month.
Yes, precisely. So what's kind of surprising is was around this time last week, there was various media reports stating that EU and US could get at least a preliminary trade deal done before the 1st of August deadline. So it seems to us that what has transpired last week was not in favor with the US White House administration. And I reckon Trump is trying to play that strongman tactics to push terms and conditions that is in favor for US by upping the ante of that 30% tariffs on EU products heading to US. So that's 10 percentage points more than the earlier April announced 20% reciprocal tariffs on EU products. And what you see over here is that in terms of stock market performance, the European stock market does not like this 30% tariff. So even though we know that potentially Trump could kick the can down the road again by extending the deadline further or some way or another, some reciprocal agreement got to actually get agreed on. So for now, the German DAX is actually down by negative 0.7%. That is down for the second consecutive session since last Friday. And also over the end, later I'll talk more about the US stock market performance. The E-mini futures on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures both are down by negative 0.3% as well. What's interesting over here is in Asia. Asia came in unscattered at the start of this week. trading week. So what transpired over in Asia is very interesting that we get a set of rather rosy key economic data out from China and as well out from Singapore. So Singapore is also a very key economic situation to watch as Singapore itself is an international export hub. So what we could see over here is that firstly, let's start with China data, which is the June trade numbers. So what we see over in June trade numbers on China was rather surprising. Over here, China continues to actually record a trade surplus for the month of June. And what's interesting over here is that the exports side of the story for China rose 5.8% year on year to hit a US surplus of $325 billion that actually exceed median estimates or consensus estimate, I would say. So for market consensus forecast on the China export growth for June, it was much lower figure. So market is expecting 5% year-on-year growth, and it came in at 5.8% year-on-year, way above May's print of 4.8% year-on-year as well. So it seems to us that the front-loading of exports for China exports continues to continue in the month of June. And what's interesting, if you dive deeper into the figure over here, is that shipments to the US actually fell 16.1% year-on-year from a year ago. So most of the growth is actually when up to the other parts of the world who continues to buy China products. And what's interestingly is that 10 Southeast Asian nations within ASEAN continues to absorb China products, where we start to see China exports to these 10 Southeast Asian nations, including Singapore, soaring 70% year-on-year from the month of June. And that also allows the Hang Seng indices to maintain a second consecutive day of rally on Monday. So it ended Monday's session up by 0.3%, and with the China A-shares benchmark CSI 200 almost unchanged. And over another set of interesting news is where Singapore managed to dodge a technical recession. So what we have over here in Singapore is that the quarter and quarter seasonally adjusted advanced Q2 GDP growth rate we grew 1.4% Q on Q growth for Q2, and that's above a negative 0.5% contraction that was recorded in Q1, and also surpassed market expectation of 0.7% Q on Q being forecasted. So with this rosy preliminary Q2 growth rate for Singapore, seasonally adjusted Q on Q, that allows the STI to be continue to surprise on the upside. So for Singapore STI, today it actually rose up 0.5%. So it cleared above the psychological 4,100 level to bring us to 4,009. And that is the sixth consecutive record breaking all-time high for the Straits Times Index. So the Straits Times Index has, for the sixth consecutive session, print a fresh all-time high. So that's a remarkable feat, given that kind of trade uncertainties that is playing out in the wider global economy right now. And one of the reasons why STI is able to continue to post such rosy outperformance against the rest of the world is due to its defensive nature, as most of its component stocks has a stable dividend flows, I would say.
Kelvin, I wanted to ask you about my part of the world here in the UK, because we had some comments from Bank of England Chief Andrew Bailey in an interview with The Times. They make interesting reading. He said that he really does believe the path is downward on interest rates. Now, that's not necessarily a surprise, because we know that the UK, as with the United States, is behind everyone else in the world when it comes to interest rates, which currently stand here at 4.25%. They'll be reviewed at the bank's next meeting on the 7th of August, when many economists, particularly after these comments from Bailey, expect the rate to be cut. But he also said he thinks they'll be cut quite a lot over the next few months. Now, that is something that we didn't necessarily expect. Yes, a cut in August, but because of the rather lackluster performance of the UK economy at the moment, which is growing behind its potential, according to Andrew Bailey, he said it would open up some slack that would help to bring down inflation. So I'm wondering whether those comments from Bailey has had an effect on sterling today. And it does look like a cut in August is pretty much nailed on now, doesn't it?
Yes, so it seems to us that market has already priced in a much more dovish Bank of England, and that pricing has already been reflected, very interesting, on last Friday performance of the sterling dollar in the FX market. So on last Friday, the sterling dollar is in fact one of the weakest major currency against the dollar. They're actually down by negative 0.7% and traded below its 20-day moving average. And what's interesting over here is that the weekend release of that media interview with Bailey doesn't really has much impact in the price action of the sterling dollar for today. So in fact, the sterling dollar is almost trading at the unchanged mark at around 1.3490 against the US dollar. So that dovish comment seems to be has really been priced into the FX market on Friday instead. And what's going forward right now is that market is now looking out for more forward-looking data coming out this week, where I'll be watching pretty much closely. Firstly, US CPI data, which will be out tomorrow, Tuesday, 15th of July, and as well as similar to UK inflation data and retail sales figure, which will be out on the following day, which is Wednesday, 16th of July.
So in terms of the next few days, those are the big headlines. It's the inflation data on both sides of the Atlantic. We've also got some important earnings coming up, particularly in the banking sector.
Yes, precisely. So we know that in the last 3 weeks or so, the performance of the major US stock indices has been propped up by the mega cap technology stocks. And this week, we have the unofficial start of the Q2 reporting seasons, kicking start from the banks instead, rather than the big tech stocks. So big tech stocks will come in 2 weeks from now. So for this week, we do have earnings from JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and BlackRock, all reporting their Q2 numbers on Tuesday, 15th of July, before the US session open, and following on Wednesday as well before the US session open on 16th of July, Q2 earnings results from Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. So what you could see over here is that market is not expecting a kind of a major earnings big surprise from this banks itself over here, and market will be watching very closely on their earning guardians. Especially, we know that JP Morgan CEO last week, he did mention that market is actually over complacent regarding about that trade tariffs impact on the wider US economy. So market will be looking very closely on the Q2 earnings number of JP Morgan. Does that reflect similar comments from its boss itself, and as well as the forward guidance from senior management thereafter? So what we could see right now is that the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq 100, both of them are rather lethargic, especially the S&P 500. Last week, they failed to break above a key resistance at 6,290. And in fact, right now, as we are speaking right now, during the start of the Asia session, and right now with the European session just kick-started, the S&P 500, kind of the e-mini futures, and as well as the CFD index, managed to actually stage a minor bounce after a test at this 6,220 intermediate support, as being highlighted by the CFD index. So something very interesting to take note of. So if the earnings results or the earnings guidance from these big major financial players in the US does not came in within market expectation, that could trigger off a minor corrective decline on the major US stock indices, given the fact that the S&P 500 have failed to actually do a bullish breakout above its 6,290 pivotal resistance last week.
Very interesting indeed. Kelvin, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again very soon.
Likewise, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.